Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck. You tune into the 10 o'clock show on Radio Talk 101.3. The number is 1917. 888-989-2678, and you're listening to your host, Bismarck. This is the show, Let's Talk. Listeners can call in, you know, weigh in on the conversation, or just call in to holler at Bismarck, or to send a request out to a friend or family. It's Friday night, it's TGIF, and hey, you tune in, and don't touch that dial. Keep it tuned in to Radio Talk 101.3.
Into one of the biggest movements, in the world, shout out to the world. Big Mo, Young Calico.
Now let me see you talk, drop,
production recording artist, Big Moet. Hey, keep that dial tuned into Radio Talk
101.3. Yeah, now rocking with the best from the West, Liberia, that is. Shit.
Ever since a youngin', I've been killing in the game. Sick of all these newcomers, dudes are so lame. Why they so fake me? Just because I rap and sing, dudes try and drape me. Damn, you never touch me. On another level, dog. Rolling deep, I rock a block of represent the L.I. coming with the up up in your face, invading your space. High like a couple forges, think you need a taste. Dudes go back and forth like it's a debate. Like who's hot? But you're not, so stop with the hoopin' rock. My heart attack, so I can make your heart stop. Got a roller coaster style, I can make your heart drop. So for days, for shikadee, I'm in the club, you know where the women be. I'm so fly, I'm feeding up the energy.
Come on.
You know niggas be hatin',
just a brain.
I'm just brain. Decimals, three words hit a hater, homie let it go. See this is God's plan, but you can never know. Just like I'll be places that you can never go. You stuck in your spot, and you can never leave. While I'm overseas, picks with exotic trees. You got a class on him, steady hating on him. Not knowing I'm Christopher Magnificent. If Cyrus be the great, and cast the fast wrong. That means she coming at your neck if you cash on. You know the kid pimping, I'm repping for my fan. Cats on block and hell I be the land.
Talk 101.3, and you're listening to your host, Bismarck.
Yeah, man. Come on, tell me. Yeah, man. What
you come from? I'm on now. Yeah, baby. Come on now. Can you tell me what you want from me? I really want to know. Can you tell me what you want from me? I really want to know. Tell me what you want from me. 'Cause
Yes, Sugar Vaughn with that song, Tell Me, from the album The 2010 Project. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3. Kiss Me by the Billion Dollar Bobby Forever. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. You're listening to the 10 o'clock show. Yeah, it's Saturday night. I mean, it's Friday night. I'm getting ahead of myself. Yeah, it's DGIF, you know. So take it easy out there. Have fun, but be careful. This is Bismarck with Radio Talk 101.3.
People getting crazy, it's the start of making money. We're starting to make a party, get down with it, get floaty.
No stop hating. Everybody then say, party people.
With the song DJ Roll It. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3. The number is 1-917-889-2678. We're about 35 minutes down the hour. It's Friday night, and you're listening to your host, Bismarck.
Thank you.
was Peter Cole with the song Grand You Fang. Shine, Little Moon. Yeah, from the album Stay Alive. You're listening to Bismarck on Radio Talk
101.3. Africa, yeah, Africa, yeah, Africa.
Your talk 101.3, and you're listening to your host Bismarck. You're listening to the program Let's Talk. It's about 27 minutes down the hour. The number is 1-917-889-2678. And you know, we bring you information from around the world, you know, important information. Tonight I'm bringing you a story about, you know, court proceeding about in regards to former President Charles Taylor, former president of Liberia. Promising over 200 witnesses, Taylor could rest case with 20. Reports from The Hague say the current witness testifying for Mr. Charles Taylor, an unknown Special Security Service officer, his 20th witness since he began his defense, with promise to parade 250 witnesses, could be his last. from the court, former radio operator in the Special Security Service, SSS unit in Liberia, who has refuted the evidence of prosecution witnesses and Revolutionary United Front, RUF, radio operators, could be the final witness to testify as a defense witness for Charles Taylor. Defense lawyers for the former Liberian president have informed the special court for Sierra Leone judges in The Hague. When court resumed on Friday morning for the commencement of the cross-examination of Mr. Taylor's 20th witness, DCT-008, the presiding judge of the trial chamber, Justice Julia Sibutinde, informed the court of an email that the judges had received from lead counsel for Mr. Taylor, Courtney Griffith. The email stated that the present witness, DCT-008, could be the final witness that will testify for the defense. Justice Sibutinde further asked the defense to indicate whether this email also meant that the defense was disposing of a pending motion that is before the judges relating to allegations of payments made by prosecutors in an amount of over $30,000 to a potential defense witness, DCT-097. In the motion, defense lawyers allege, with documentary evidence, that prosecutors had paid a huge sum of money to DCT-097, a former member of the RUF, who, according to many witnesses, was the main person who transported blood diamonds from Sierra Leone to Mr. Taylor in Liberia. Prosecutors had contacted the former RUF fighter to testify against Mr. Taylor and, in the process, had allegedly sent him huge sums of money for his cooperation, defense lawyers say. The motion alleges prosecutors only stopped the payments to the RUF fighter when he could not tell them what they wanted to hear. Now a potential defense witness who was scheduled to testify for Mr. Taylor, the RUF fighter identified by Sidonium DCT-097 has given defense lawyers moneygram receipts of payments he received from prosecutors. Defense lawyers have, through the motion, asked the judges to order prosecutors to make a full disclosure of all payments to the witness, as well as the disclosure of all exculpatory evidence that will point at Mr. Taylor's innocence based on statements that were made by the witness. After conferring with other members of the defense team, defense counsel Maurice Anya told the judges that the defense still wants a decision on the motion because defense lawyers intend to establish that prosecutors have been paying witnesses to testify against Mr. Taylor. Mr. Anya informed the court that at the end of DCT-008 evidence, Mr. Griffins would address the court on the next steps of the defense case, adding, except as otherwise instructed, this will be the last live witness for the defense. Defense lawyers did not say why they have decided against having DCT-097 to testify as a defense witness. As the cross-examination of DCT-008 commenced on Friday morning, Chief Prosecutor Brenda Hollis raised several questions relating to the role of the SSS in Liberia, the various places where communication radio sets were installed in the country, and communications that took place between the witness and RUF rebels in Sierra Leone. Ms. Hollis also questioned the witness about the personal relationship he had with Mr. Taylor. The chief prosecutor noted that he had a close relationship with Mr. Taylor and that on occasions they both discussed security issues. The witness said that was never the case. I was never close to Charles Taylor. I never sat with Mr. Taylor for any discussions on security matters. I told you that the only time I spoke with him was in 2003 when some of our men went missing in the Lofa Forest, the witness said. An area of disagreement during the cross-examination on Friday was the location of radio communication set inside the executive mansion of Liberia when Mr. Taylor was the president of the country. In the witness testimony, he has stated that the SSS radio communications department was based on the fourth floor of the executive mansion from where SSS radio operator Sunlight worked. This account, prosecutors say, goes contrary to what Mr. Taylor and Yang Smythe, another defense witness who also worked as radio operator, told the court in their testimonies. These two men stated that the radio communication sets were installed on the fifth floor of the executive mansion, as Ms. Holly suggested that Sunlight used communication equipment on the fifth floor of the executive mansion to communicate with the RUF in Sierra Leone. TCT-008 insisted that Sunlight did not work on the fifth floor, but on the fourth floor of the executive mansion. It is also correct that in 1997, Sunlight worked on the fifth floor and communicated with the RUF component of the Junta in Sierra Leone. Is that not correct? Ms. Hollis asked the witness. Is it not true that Sunlight worked on the fifth floor of the executive mansion? The witness responded. On Monday, the witness testified in direct examination that Mr. Taylor's former Vice President Moses Blair ordered the execution of a Sierra Leonean rebel commander in Liberia who was already a subject of an indictment issued by the Special Court for Sierra Leone in 2003. This is going on and going on and going on. This is a long issue going on in the court of with the case concerning former President Charles Taylor charged with war crimes. This tells you that, you know, witnesses are being paid. Defense is accusing the prosecution, the prosecutors of paying the witnesses. The prosecutors, they're accusing the defense of paying witnesses. What's going on here? What's going on here? No matter what the situation is, one thing I know is that Charles Taylor is guilty, no matter how it turns out. I would tend to believe that the prosecutors or the prosecution is paying witnesses. You know, the international court has to look at this case very, very seriously. This case has a bearing on the stability of Liberia, on the peace of Liberia, on the well-being of Liberia, on the practice of pure democracy in Liberia, on the process of free and fair election in Liberia, on the process of the freedom of press, on the process of progress in Liberia. This case has an effect on all of that. So the judges in this international court has to look at this situation very seriously. And please don't let any flaws. Charles Taylor is guilty. I'm not trying to pursue it. I'm not trying to sway the panel or whatever. But from my point of view, from what I know as a witness to what went on, I know he's guilty. And this is a very serious situation. And it concerns all Liberians. It concerns the world. And the world is watching. You know. All Liberians are watching. So, you know, we hope for the best. That's all we can do. We can hope for the best. And, you know, with God above, our rights to prove, you know, we will over all prevail, you know. And, hey, it's Friday night. It's Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3. You know, we always interject something, you know, educational or something very important from around the world. And this is something we have to bring to your attention because this is ongoing. It's Friday night. You're going out there to have a ball or you're going out to work. Hey, be careful. Drive safely. Hey, keep that dial tuned in until it's time for you to get out. We're about 15 minutes down to the hour. You're listening to the 10 o'clock show on Radio Talk 101.3.
Said I'ma do it for the lovers, the lovers, the lovers. I'ma do it for Africa, Africa, Africa. I'ma do it for the world, for the world, for the world, yeah. My swag is so crazy, chicks wanna slay me. When it comes to shows, I'ma ask you payment. Chillin' with my bottle in my hand, I don't really give a damn. I'm a L.I.P. boy, so I'm chillin' with my fan line. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh. Girl, listen, you can get it right, yeah. Two-seater, be my passenger, see that we out, yeah. Limit on a drink, you know that about that.
Can't find a reason to let you go.
Your host Bismarck. You're listening to the program Let's Talk. Yeah, I'm your host Bismarck on the 10 o'clock show. It's about 11 minutes down the hour. Yeah. Don't forget, in October coming up, the second annual Liberian Music Award in Atlanta, Georgia. And coming up in November, the first annual Liberian Hip Hop Award in Atlanta, Georgia. And coming up in 2011, the first annual African Independent Music Award in Atlanta, Georgia. I want to give a shout out to LIB Web Radio. You know, Kaifa and the crew at LIB Web Radio, Liberia's own web radio, bringing you the best in information and music from Liberia. Check it out. You know, it's libweb.com, libwebradio.com. Check it out. Very informative, and you're the best in Liberian music. I want to say big ups to Kaifa and the crew at LIB Web Radio, you know. And big ups to Sugar Vaughn, POG Production, the Creative Music Lab. Big ups to African Moguls International, Silence FQ and the Child Soldier Movement. You know, big ups to Big Steve, G-Man Production. Big ups to all the Liberian recording artists in Liberia and around the world. Big ups to all the African independent recording artists in Africa and around the world also. You know, big ups to all the independent artists in general, you know. You know, shout out to Malcolm Thompson, Levy Thompson, you know. Shout out to DJ Doris Johnson. Shout out to the Liberian Music Award, you know, and the Liberian Hip Hop Award. It's gonna be going down in Atlanta in October and November, so keep your calendar booked, you know, keep it checked for those months. And hey, we want to say shout out to all the radio Talk 101.3 friends, family, you know, and fans around the world. We love you, you know, we appreciate you. We want to thank you for all your love and support that you are continuously giving us. We're here for you, you know, we try to bring you the best in information and music from around the world. You know, we thank you for tuning in all the time, you know, and, you know, keep it tuned in to your favorite station, Radio Talk 101.3, and your host, you know, most definitely, Bismarck. Yeah, we love you, you know, and, hey, it's Friday night, you know. It's TGIF, you folks going out there to have some ball, you know, hey, we love you. Share the love out there, you know. It's not about you today. It's about, you know, someone else. So, hey, let's do something by Christy Shield. Hey, yeah.
Said I'ma do it for the lovers, the lovers, the lovers. I'ma do it for Africa, Africa, Africa. I'ma do it for the world, for the world. My swag is so crazy, chicks wanna slay me. When it comes to shows, I'm an F you payment. Chillin' with my bottle in my hand, I don't really give a damn. I'm a L.I.P. boy, so I'm chillin' with my friend like L.I.O. Swaggin' like you, shorty looking girl, listen, you can get it right here. Two seater, be my passenger seater, we out here. Limit on a drink, you know that I'm like that. Can't find a reason to let you go.
Come on.
4 minutes down to the hour. It's about time to get out of here. It's Friday night. Yeah. I mean, if you're heading out there, be careful, you know. Don't drink and drive. Buckle up, you know, before you take off. You know, don't text and drive. You know what happens. You know, the folks are going to be out there this weekend, you know, everywhere. So take your time, you know, have fun, but be careful, you know. The life you save, maybe yours or someone else. You know, this Bismarck, our Radio Talk 101.3. It's been fun this Friday night. It's TGIF. You know, we love you. We thank you for tuning in. Keep tuning in. Same time, same station, same host, Bismarck. Well, go out there. If you're heading out there to, you know, have a ball or heading out to work, drive safely. Have a blessed evening. Most of all, Jesus loves you. Go out there, do a favor for somebody else. Hey, it's about love, peace, happiness, and justice for all around the world. Hey, it's Bismarck with Radio Talk 101.3. We love you. Peace. And make sure you drive safely. Don't drink and drive. Out there, you know, from Radio Talk 101.3 family, and we wish you the best this Friday evening. You know, have fun, be careful, you know, hey, the life you save may be your own, or that of a friend, you know, hey, Jesus loves you, drive safely, hey, be blessed. It's Bismarck with Radio Talk 101.3, peace. Radio Talk 101.3. Bismarck will holler at you later. Peace.